I am your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode... I don't look up the episode number before I start recording of the 5 Minute Geek Show. 98. We're almost at 100. Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. This is episode 98 of the 5 Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about taking care of yourself. So I run a company. It's called Titan, T-I-G-H-T-E-N, not T-I-T-A-N, which people mistake a lot. And people get sick. People get sick everywhere, but people get sick at Titan. And then they try to work. They try to come in on their sick day, or they try to work for, you know, sleep for an hour and then come in. And I learned this a long time ago. I've actually done a podcast at some point, hopefully not this exact same episode, although maybe this is a total repeat, where I reference this, where someone who I used to work in the same office as, his policy was, don't come back until you're 100% better, because you trying to work while you're sick means you are doing crappy work and you're prolonging your healing, your recovery. And I've adopted that since. I mean, I heard that before Dan and I actually met that guy at the co-working space where Dan and I met, my business partner I met. So that must have been 2010 or 2011. And that just makes so much sense to me. So our kind of internal policy at Titan, and every new developer, every new employee has to kind of learn this over time, is not just that we say this, but also that we mean it, is that if you get sick, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see your face around here. I don't want to hear your sniffles or your coughs on a call. I don't want to see tissues. Not that I like have any problem with those things, but you know, like I don't want it. When you're sick, be sick, get better. We have a very generous family leave, sick leave, and personal leave policy at Titan. So get out of here and get back when you're better. You're going to heal faster. And I'm like, I mean, just being purely pragmatic, like being altruistic, I want you to heal, right? I want you to have space to, you know, sit and, I guess not eat bonbons because you shouldn't have chocolate when you're sick, but sit and drink green tea and watch Lost, you know, or something like that. I want you to have that, but also pragmatically, I don't want to charge my clients for your 50% work while your brain is a total fog. Like when you're working, I want you to be doing great work. And when you're not working, I don't want you to be thinking about working. I just want you to be, you know, off healing. So there's that one thing. The one thing there is just that kind of message, which I'm really just passing along from that guy who worked at the same co-working space as me, which is that company owners especially, but even if you're not a company owner, like people, when you get sick, let yourself be sick, heal, and then go back to whatever you're doing. So that's one of them. If you're a parent like me, you can never turn off parenting, but you know, there's at least you can do less work. You can just parent instead of parenting and doing your day job. But the thing that actually brought it to mind recently is because I was talking to a few friends who are suffering from burnout. And I talked to, within the last week, I probably talked to 4 or 5 different people in at least 3 different contexts that are suffering from work-related burnout. And my answer each time, I didn't realize it until I had kind of reflected on talking to all of them, my answer to each of them, which I don't think I was just like kind of throwing a platitude at them. I think I really was giving them the best answer based on what I knew about them and their situation. Turns out each time it was the same thing, which is the exact same thing I just said about being sick. When you're burnt out, go fix it, go recover, go get better. And then come back. And now it's not like that's always the case. Like if you're burnt out from your grueling job, you probably don't even have the ability to take a week off or 2 weeks off, let alone the knowledge that that would actually definitively fix it. But let's say it's something that you love. You're a business owner, an entrepreneur, something like that, and you're just totally burnt out. Stop. You know, and especially as those folks, you're putting the most responsibility onto yourself, right? Like, I must be here or things won't go through. And it's probably true. It's probably not just you're faking that responsibility. It probably really exists. But the thing is, you, under the experiences of burnout, are not going to run your company well. You're not going to do your job well. You're not going to lead people well because you're burnt out and you're exhausted and you're... And again, if you want to be purely pragmatic, you're doing a disservice to your company and your company will eventually fail if you're leading it from a position of burnout and you're not going to get better unless you give yourself space. So those are just, it's a simple one today. If you're sick, be sick. If you're burnt out, be burnt out. If you are in this position where taking time off makes you heal faster, then take time off and heal faster. So if it's a physical sickness, illness, let yourself be at home. If it's burnout, then go do something else for a little while. Stop working 80-hour work weeks, work 30-hour work weeks for just a couple weeks. I made the reference to somebody about Dave Ramsey's gazelle intensity. When he's talking about your finances, he says, you're going to make really weird and countercultural and not long-term sustainable decisions right now to get your finances in a good place. Be willing to do something he calls gazelle intensity, which is like basically go crazy, make non-long-term, non-sustainable decisions now so that you can get to the place where you want to be. It's the same kind of thing. Like work less hours than is sustainable long-term. Work out more than is sustainable long-term. Eat healthier than is sustainable. And by sustainable, I just mean like you might say, well, my company can't succeed if I only work 20 hours a week or if I take 3 weeks off or if I work out 4 hours a day or 3 hours a day or you know, whatever. But like just do it for a bit. Like heal, recover, then come back and then go back to whatever you're doing before, maybe a little bit less so you don't burn out again. But, you know, like come back to the place where you're giving yourself that space. Or go away and give yourself that space to heal and recover, and then recognize that even though it feels like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get to my email, or I'm not going to be at those meetings, or I'm not going to lead this thing for the next 2 weeks, like, which is worse, you disappearing for a week or disappearing for 2 weeks, or you slowly burning out over the span of the next 6 months and shutting the whole thing down miserably? You know, like, it's when you look at it that way, it's a little bit different. And so which is worse, you know, you being sick but just continuing to do your job poorly and taking 2 weeks to recover, or you taking 2 days off, watching TV and then coming back, you know, revitalized 2 days later or whatever. So, yeah, I think that's it. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We are, as plenty of people have pointed out on Twitter in the last couple of days, not really 5 minutes long, but, close enough. At 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, 5MinuteGeekShow.com. Subscribe to us, iTunes, RSS. All that stuff. Thanks. Till next time, Matt Stauffer, the 15-Minute Geek Show.
Hooey, hooey, drive that fire truck. Hooey, hooey, drive that fire truck. Ding! I mean, hooey, hooey, drive that fire truck. Hooey, hooey, drive that fire truck. Ha, 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 ha.
Nice work.